We speak to South African living in New Zealand for the past 12 years. Fareed Damon, good morning. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us.
Walaikum salam. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. But how, more importantly, how are you doing this morning?
We're a bit shaken up. Look, we live in Auckland for almost 12 years now.
Mm.
Auckland is on the North Island and Christchurch is on the South Island. Mm-hmm. So the difference, I would say, is approximately from Cape Town to Johannesburg. But as a Muslim community, we are shaken up. New Zealand is a peaceful country. We never ever expected something as horrible and terrific that would happen in New Zealand.
Fareed, do you know anyone that's been directly affected by these incidents unfolding?
Look, the situation is still unfolding, so it's very hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
But there are multiple fatalities. And there's 40 people injured as well, and 4 people has been arrested. It was just on the news that one of the 4 people was a Australian national, and the other 3 was New Zealanders. But it's still very early days because the situation is, it's still happening.
Absolutely. Do you have friends on that side in Christchurch?
Alhamdulillah, I have friends that I knew well, moved to Melbourne about a year ago or so. But yes, but it's mostly real refugee Muslims that came from other countries that were looking for a safe haven in New Zealand for something as horrible to happen here. It just shows you that nobody is safe anywhere in the world.
Absolutely.
Islamophobia, it's xenophobia, we can use all these things, these fancy words, but it is exactly what happened here today. And for a city like Christchurch have been through a lot, as you all know, the earthquake a couple of years ago, so many people died. I mean, this is well thought out to attack a certain community in Christchurch, and a city like that has been through so much. Please protect us.
I just want to, my final, I know you have to go, but Fareed, just quickly this morning, being a Muslim in New Zealand at this moment in time, being able to express and live your religion, what is that like for you, living as a Muslim in New Zealand?
It's unbelievable. It is a Western government, but they're so supportive of Muslims. We have complete freedom of religion. We can go to mosque. We can pray. Nobody's condemning us. That's why this was calculated to the point of the worst Islamophobia and xenophobia that you can find. That's what we all thought about. I mean, these people live streamed this while they were doing this. Ya Allah, live streaming it.
Well, Farida, we want to thank you for your time.
Posted all over social media.
Yes. No, we do understand. We want to thank you for your time this morning, and during the course of today, we will be keeping in touch. But thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Inshallah, just ask all our family and friends and community back home to make dua for all of us and all over the world, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Walaikum salam. Warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
And that was Fareed Damon, a South African living in New Zealand for the past 12 years.